Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
And now I'm joined in the studio by Rick O'Shea from RTÉ Gold, and from our Galway studio by Edel Coffey, journalist and author of Breaking Point. And they've both been looking at the best fiction books of 2022. Good morning to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
We're going to have a list of your choices on our website, rte.ie/todaycb. Edel, you're going to start us off with Donal Ryan, The Queen of Dirt Island.
Yes, a favourite amongst Irish readers, I think, Donal Ryan. He's been on the go now. It's just a decade. I was looking this up earlier. He's written 6 novels now, but it feels like he's been with us much longer because he's kind of so beloved. The Queen of Dirt Island is his latest one, and it tells the story of the Aylward women. There's these 3 generations of women who have been shaped by a shared tragedy, which happens right at the start of the book, actually. But they're trying to live their lives in their local community where everybody knows everyone as best as they can. And this is just, for me, this is just such a pleasure to read because the language is so familiar, and how he captures how Irish people speak, particularly rural Irish language, is so impressive to me. And there's so much humour in it. There's so many jokes that Irish people will get, and the way Irish people go about them, their business, and how they get on and how they slag each other. It's all there. But also there's some darker stuff there too, like how Irish women have been treated. And he writes Irish women brilliantly. I have to say this, and it's not the first book that I've admired his Irish female characters.
Yeah, but it's a great read, Adele. I think perfect, if you haven't read it over Christmas, to sit down.
Lovely Christmas
with
read.
This one. And now, Rick, you're going to Louise Kennedy's book, Trespasses. This one, novel of the year at the On Post Book Awards. It's set in the 70s, isn't it?
Yeah, and deservedly so, in what was an incredibly tough category. The lineup for novel of the year at the On Post Irish Book Awards this year was a stellar one. Louise won, deservedly so, I think, with Trespasses. Cushla is, she's young, she is Catholic, she is teaching, she's working in the family bar in Northern Ireland in the 1970s. She's working not in a city, but she's working in a village. It's a slightly rural setting, so it's maybe different than some of the stories we've had told before. She meets Michael in the bar. Michael is an older Protestant barrister. He has very progressive views on defence and defends all sorts of people from both sides of the community. And it's the strange thing at the beginning is that it is ostensibly a Catholic bar, but it has people from both sides of the community drinking there, and even squaddies from the British Army as well. So that in and of itself makes this story an unusual place to start. The two of them fall in love, and then there is a story of essentially love across the barricades in 1970s Northern Ireland. But God, it is written so beautifully, and these characters are so real and so fantastic. Deservedly Book of the Year at the Book Awards.
Trespasses by Louise Kennedy. Yeah. Again, you can find this list on rte.ie/todaycb. This next author, Colleen Hoover, is everywhere, Edel. I mean, you go into any bookshop and you see her books are on prominent display. They seem to be selling really well.
Yeah, she's not necessarily my favourite author, but I just think in a year where this woman has sold 8.6 million books alone in this year, you cannot ignore her. And you walk into any bookshop and, you know, the top 5 places on the top bestseller are taken by her. She's like the Beatles of authors. But 10 years ago, she was living in a trailer, working as a social worker for $10 an hour, and she self-published a book, and within 6 months she was on the New York Times bestseller list. So she's a huge success story. She's more copies of her books than the Bible this year. Like, this is just incredible. But people, if you're wondering what she's all about, it's romance with dark sort of subject matter, dark themes. There's a lot of melodrama there. The one that I've read by her is called It Ends With Us, which is a huge TikTok sensation. But she's just brought out the sort of prequel to this, which is called It Starts With Us, very cleverly. Mm-hmm. So it might be nice to read those two if you're looking for where to start. But Verity is meant to be absolutely fantastic as well. I've only heard good things about that. But if you're thinking of tone, it is very melodramatic. You're not going to find the sort of beautiful line-by-line sentence structure here if you're looking for something literary. But that's not to dismiss it. You know, 20 million people have read her books. You cannot dismiss the fact that she's really connected with readers and she's been a huge success. And I have to say, I very much enjoyed It Ends With Us, even, you know, when you take into account that it's quite saccharine, it's quite melodramatic, but it's definitely an enjoyable read within those parameters of a really commercial, really satisfying story. So if you're looking for a sheer escape this Christmas, I would recommend one of hers.
Okay, that's Colleen Hoover. And the next choice, Sophie White's book. You read this in 4 hours, did you?
I read it very only a few weeks ago.
Stop showing off, Rick.
It was compelling. Look, you may know Sophie White because Sophie White has written non-fiction. She's a podcast. She has written commercial mainstream fiction.
She's been here on the show a number of times.
Yeah,
friend of the show.
This book is very different. This book is called Where I End. It is one of the most unsettling things I have read in such a long time, and that is a high compliment coming from me because it's hard to unsettle me. It is set on an island somewhere off the west coast of Ireland. It is kind of a gothic story, despite the fact that it's quite modern. It's a horror story, but there's no elements of the supernatural in it. It involves people's relationships with people and with their family and with things that happen out of the way when nobody is looking. It's very claustrophobic, despite the fact that it's set on an island with very few people living there as well. If you like Shirley Jackson, my immediate thought was Shirley Jackson, yeah. And it was like Shirley Jackson, I said, created an unfamily because they're not all family, but on a small Irish island. It was one of my books of the year. And again, if you're looking for something that's a relatively short read and you like having the crap scared out of you, this might be the one for you.
Did you read that as well, Adele?
Yeah, and it's so unusual. I agree with Rick here. It's just so dark and so imaginative. It's original, and it's quite rare to read something original. So I would... Rick stole my answers. I would recommend this one too.
Where I End, I'm delighted to recommend that by Sophie White, who is great. And she's great fun always when she comes in on the programme as well. Now, our Waterford librarians who are on our show regularly with us as well, they tell us that the crime genre is the most popular, Adele, when it comes to library readers. So crime books, which ones caught your eye in 2022?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's just an endless supply of them actually. So if you're a crime fan, you know, they just keep coming. Catherine Ryan Howard's Runtime came out in August. Another one, Andrea Mara, she's an Irish author as well, Hide and Seek. Very twisty, very turny. It's about a little girl who disappears during a hide and seek game 30 years ago, and then it's about this woman who in the present day moves into this house, which is the house where the little girl lived when she disappeared, and there's all sorts of secrets revealed and all sorts of hidden connections in the past. So again, that's a really nice twisty turny one. The other author that I came to this year, an English author called Lisa Jewell, who's written 20 books now, so yeah. If you like her, you've loads to go back to. Mm-hmm. The Family Remains, absolutely love this, couldn't put it down. It's actually a sequel to her 2019 novel, The Family Upstairs, so you might want to start with that. But I started with this and I found it a really riveting standalone book. So you can read it without reading the first one. It's all about a sort of secret house of horrors and what has happened to the people who grew up there now that they're grown up. So it's very, again, very twisty-turny. And I couldn't guess the ending. And the very end is fantastic because it just gives you a punch that you don't expect and you realise that, oh, there's another book to come. Mm-hmm. So really enjoyable.
Lisa Jewell. And your next choice, The Guardian called this, Rick, A Masterpiece of Our Times by Hannah Yanagiara, if I'm saying that correctly. It's called To Paradise.
Yeah, and you might know her because she wrote A Little Life a few years ago. Again, quite doorstoppery, an enormous book that's been made into a theatrical version that's coming to the West End in London. This book, her day job is that she is the editor of the New York Times magazine. So if you follow her on social media, you'll see that she deals with things like fashion, she deals with things like food. Her fiction is just amazing. So this book is three parts, one of which is set in the 1890s, but it's an alternative history that is not set in the 1890s that we know. One of them is set in the 1980s during the AIDS crisis in New York. And one is a quite grim 2090s post-pandemics, plural, there have been many of them, piece of speculative fiction set in New York. And all three stories feature one house, which is on Washington Square in New York. There are characters that share names, they share lineage, they interweave relationships. The whole thing forces you to think about love, politics, progress, myth, science, the possibility of political regression. It's a monster, and it will take you time, but it is one of the great American novels of the last few years, and it's unmissable.
Okay, now we are going to leave that there, but we have a full list with lots of other picks from the best fiction books of 2022 on our website, rte.ie/todaycb. Rick and Adele, thank you both very much for being with us.
Thanks, Claire.
Let's take a break.
Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.